Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and a look at arrangements for solo piano of two of the most important orchestral works of the early 20th century. Claude Debussy's piece La Mer and Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring, both of them performed by pianist Ralph von Rath. I'll talk more about the music and performer in a bit. First, though, here's more of that opening music, the very beginning of Debussy's La Mer. Claude Debussy was born in 1862 in a wealthy suburb of Paris. He became, along with Maurice Ravel, one of the most prominent Impressionist composers in France. One of his breakthroughs as a composer came with his opera Pelléas et Mélisande in 1902. 3 years later, Debussy surprised everyone with his symphonic sketches titled La Mer, or The Sea. This piece adopted a completely new approach to form, harmony, orchestration, and very importantly, to rhythm. Instead of a literal imitation of the sounds of the sea, Debussy was interested in recreating the inner subjective experience, or impressions, if you will, of the scenes he was trying to depict. Here is music from the second movement of La Mer. The two composers featured on this album, Claude Debussy and Igor Stravinsky, were friends in real life. Stravinsky even admitted to writing some of his own works with a signed photograph of Debussy in front of him. Once, after the two of them sat at the piano together playing through the score for Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring, after the fact, Debussy wrote to Stravinsky saying, "I still preserve the memory of the performance of your Rite of Spring. It haunts me like a beautiful nightmare, and I try in vain to retrieve the terrifying impression it made." How great it would have been to watch Stravinsky and Debussy together at the piano. It almost makes me wish they had mobile phones in those days. Who knows, maybe they would have made a video just for fun. Here's a bit more Debussy from the third movement of La Mer. Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring was first performed in Paris in 1913, where the premiere performance started a riot among the audience, who were completely unprepared for the compositional ideas and the brutal power of this music. The story of The Rite of Spring is set in prehistoric Russia, where a young virgin girl is chosen by a group of elders to be sacrificed to the gods of spring, ensuring an end of winter. In the first part of this two-movement work, The Adoration of the Earth, the listener experiences the celebrations of the spring festival. In the second part, The Sacrifice, the chosen one is honored by an ecstatic dance and is then handed over, where she sacrifices herself in a delirious holy dance. Perhaps Stravinsky's music is so effective because it really captures the brutality of this story. But in the beginning, the music is quiet and reflective. Thank you. The primitive music in The Rite of Spring lends itself perfectly to performance on the piano. In the percussive sound of the orchestral version, one can easily imagine the composer himself pounding out the music at his own piano. In 1985, pianist Vladimir Laichkis took Stravinsky's piano duet version of The Rite of Spring, and from it created a fiendishly difficult version for solo piano. In the liner notes for this album, pianist Ralph von Rutt, the performer on this album, makes an interesting point. He writes, "Many technically difficult and complex passages are shared between the four hands of the two pianists, taking away some degree of the initial technical challenges which Stravinsky deliberately created for the orchestral musicians. This excitement and physical labor is reintroduced in this notoriously difficult solo piano score." In other words, by making the piano version, the solo piano version, so darn difficult, it helps recreate the visceral excitement and perhaps sheer terror of the orchestral version. Here is the section titled "The Augurs of Spring." Ralph von Rutt is a Dutch pianist and musicologist who specializes in contemporary music, repertoire he plays better than almost anyone else. He performs all over the world, and when not on the road, he teaches contemporary piano music at the Conservatory of Amsterdam. Given all of that, it's not surprising that many composers have dedicated music to him, and perhaps Stravinsky would have too if he'd been alive to hear Ralph von Rutt play. Here he is playing the introduction to the sacrifice section of The Rite of Spring, where the power of the music comes through its restraint and dark harmonies that only imply the violence of the coming events. That was music from The Introduction to the Sacrifice, the second section of The Rite of Spring in a version for one piano performed by Dutch pianist Ralph von Rath. Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring and Claude Debussy's La Mer are the two featured works in this terrific new album, Naxos Catalog Number 8.573576. To go out, here's the very ending of The Rite of Spring, The Sacrificial Dance of the Chosen One. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.